From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump used his first address to the UN General Assembly Tuesday to denounce rogue regimes, which he describes as a scourge of the planet. He singled out North Korea and denounced those who trade with Pyongyang despite its nuclear and missile threats.
It is an outrage that some nations would not only trade with such a regime, but would arm, supply, and financially support a country that imperils the world with nuclear conflict.
Mr. Trump said that if threatened, the United States is prepared to, quote, totally destroy North Korea. He also took aim at Iran, which he described as a reckless regime that threatens death and destruction.
We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
Mr. Trump also criticized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and denounced Cuba for its, quote, destabilizing and corrupt behavior.
My administration recently announced that we will not lift sanctions on the Cuban government until it makes fundamental reform.
Donald Trump speaking at the UN General Assembly. Togo's opposition has boycotted a parliamentary vote on a two-term limit for presidents, forcing the matter into a referendum. The boycott was prompted by a provision that appears to exempt incumbent Faure Gnassingbé, who has ruled since 2005 when his father died. This is VOA. At least 217 people, including more than 20 schoolchildren, are known dead following a 7.1 magnitude earthquake that jolted central Mexico Tuesday, toppling buildings in capital Mexico City. It was the second major quake to strike the country this month, following an 8.1 magnitude tremor in the south that killed nearly 100. U.S. Geological Survey science advisor Ken Hudnut believes he understands why Tuesday's quake caused significant structural damage.
Some of the buildings are on old lake beds, and that can amplify the shaking and cause the shaking to last longer, and that can make for more damage. So we think we're probably having a look at some more damage resulting from that problem.
Tuesday's quake came on the 32nd anniversary of the Mexico City quake in 1985 that killed more than 10,000 people. Hurricane Maria made landfall today in Puerto Rico as a powerful Category 4 storm. Forecasters are describing Maria as potentially catastrophic. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Maria had maximum sustained winds of about 250 kilometers per hour, and that heavy rain would cause life-threatening flash floods and landslides. Those threats also continued in the U.S. Virgin Islands as the backside of the storm slowly moved across St. Croix overnight. The center of the hurricane is expected to pass over Puerto Rico and back into open water late Wednesday, with the storm bringing hurricane conditions to the Dominican Republic by early Thursday. World reaction to an address by Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi about violence in the western Rakhine state has been generally cool, even though she pledged to hold rights violators to account and invited people to visit the state. Washington-based Carnegie Endowment non-fellow resident Vikram Nehru said the reaction is one of disappointment.
It's true that in her speech she did talk about the importance of the rule of law and protection of human rights, but the reality is that she did not provide an explanation as to why 400,000 people have now fled Rakhine State and into Bangladesh.
Britain has suspended military training for security forces, and U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with Aung San Suu Kyi, calling for access for humanitarian aid and action on rights abuses. And Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says about 50 refugees currently housed in two remote Pacific detention centers will soon be resettled in the United States. Turnbull announced Wednesday during a television interview that an equal number of refugees being held in Papua New Guinea and Nauru are heading to the U.S. within the next several weeks. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.